Don't Get Technatal by Ray Bradbury. For several months, Stern had read his typewriter ominously, contemplating whether he should utter the unmentionable. Finally, "Damn," he roared, "I can't write anymore. Look at that." Tore the sheet out of the rollers and crumbled it into his fist. "If I'd known it would be like this, be this way," he said, "I wouldn't have voted for it. Technocracy is ruining everything." But a Stern, preoccupied with her knitting, glanced up in horror. "What a temper," she exclaimed. "Can't you keep your voice down?" She fussed with her work. "There now," she cried, "you could maybe drop a stitch." "I want to be a writer," Samuel Stern lamented, turning with grim eyes to his wife. "The technate has spoiled my fun." "The way you talk," Samuel said his wife, "I actually believe you want to go back to barbarism, prevalent in the dark 30s. "There's like one damn good idea," he said. "At least I have something decent or indecent to write about." "What can you mean?" she asked, tilting her head back and thinking. "Why can't you write? It's just oodles of things I can think of what are readable." Something like a tear rolled down Samuel's cheek. "No more gangsters, no more bank robbers, no more hold-ups, no more good old-fashioned burglaries, no more vice gangs." His voice grew lachrymose and he proceeded down in the infinite line of no mores. "No more sadness," he almost sobbed. "Everybody's happy, contented. No more strife and hard work. Oh, for the days when then the gangland massacre was headlined. Scoop for me." "Tish," sniffed Bella. "Have you been drinking again, Samuel?" He hiccuped gently. "I thought so," she said. "I had to do something," he declared. "I'm going nuts for want of a plot." Bella Stern laid her knitting aside, walked to the balcony, walked meditatively down the yawning canyon of the New York City 50 stories below. She turned back to Sam with a reticent smile. Why not write a love story?" "What?" Stern shot out of his chair like a cooked eel. "Why, yes," he concluded. "A nice love story would be very enjoyable." Love, Stern's voice was thick with sarcasm. "Why, we don't even have decent love these days. Man can't worry woman for her money. Vice versa. Everybody under technocracy gets the same amount of credit. No more Reno, no more animosity, no more breach of promise of lawyer suits. Everything is cut and dried. Days of social weddings and coming out parties are gone. Because everyone is equal. I can't write political criticisms about graft in the government, about slums and terrible living conditions, about poor starving mothers and their babies. Everything is okay." "Okay, okay," his voice sobbed off into silence. "Which should make you very happy," countered the wife. "Which makes me very sick," growled Samuel Stern. "Look, Pearl, all my life I wanted to be a writer. Okay, writing for a pulp magazines for a couple of years. Right, okay. Then I'm writing sea stories, gangsters, political views, first class bumps offs. I'm happy. I'm in my element and bingo it comes. Technocracy makes everyone happy. Bump. Out goes me. Just can't write it. Can't stand writing stuff that people read today. Everything is science and education." Ruffed his black, thick black hair with his fingers and glared. "You should be joyful that the population is at work doing what they want to do," Bella beamed. Sam continued muttering to himself. They took all the sex magazines off the market. First thing, all of the gangster, murder and detective publications. They've been educating the children and making model citizens out of them. "Which is as it should be," finished Bella. "Do you realise," it blazed, whipping his finger at her, "that for 2 years there hasn't been more than a dozen murders in the city? Not one suicide or gang war or heaven's side, Bella. Don't be prehistoric, Sam. There hasn't been anything really criminal for 20 years now. This is 1975, you know." She came over, patted him gently on the shoulder. "Why don't you write something science fictional?" "Don't like science," he spat. "Then your only alternative is love," she declared firmly. He formed a dispensable word from his lips. "Then, no, I want something new and different." He set out and strode to the window. Penthouse before, though, saw a few dozen robots moving about speedily, working. Face lit up suddenly, like that of a tiger spying his prey. "Jumping jig wheels," he cried. "Why didn't I think of it for robots? Right love story for about two robots. Bear squelched him. Be sensible, she said. Well, that might happen one day, Yogurt. Just think, love oil welded, bell of metal, spy for sound. He laughed triumphantly. There was a low laugh, and this strange little sound, Bella, fell in and beat his chest next. Robots fell in love at first sight, he announced. A blow an audio tube. Bella smiled troubledly. You're such a child, Sam. I sometimes wonder why I married you. Stern sat down, burning slowly, a crimson flush rising in his mouth, face. Only half a dozen murders in 2 years, he thought. No more politics. No more to write about. He had to have a story, just had to have one. He'd go crazy if something didn't happen too soon. Brain was clicking furiously. And could enough of his thought was tooting in his subconscious. He had a story. He turned and looked at his wife Bella, who stood watching the air traffic go by the window, bending over still, looking down to the street 50 floors below. Then he reached slowly and gently, quickly, for his atomic gun.